A musical interlude from your friends at WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, streaming around the world at WBAI.org. Time now for your report from the local station board.
WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, streaming at www.wbai.org.
Hello, this is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. Every month, different members of the local board will inform the community on the matters of WBAI, and members of the community will have the chance to call in and share their ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. The license for WBAI is held by the Pacifica Foundation, which holds the license for four other community radio stations and has around 200 affiliates across the U.S. Pacifica was founded by pacifists after World War II in 1949, and the mission calls for radio that fosters understanding among nations and individuals, encourages creativity, and promotes innovative, uncensored distribution of news. WBAI became a part of Pacifica in 1960. The revised Pacifica bylaws of 2003 brought us the first governing local station boards to be elected by listeners and staff, initiating an era of increased inclusion, participation, accountability, and transparency throughout the network. The Local Station Board, or LSB, is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Board of Directors and has specific powers and responsibilities. For more information about WBAI and Pacifica, please visit WBAI.org. Thank you for tuning in to this report from the WBAI Local Station Board.
And welcome to this fourth report of 2020 from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Max Schmid. I'm one of the six staff delegates on the LSB. Today, I'll be serving as your facilitator, doing station IDs, identifying who's speaking, and asking clarifying questions if necessary. This month, we're presenting various members of the LSB in the first half hour of the show. Each participant will give a report, which will be immediately followed by a two-minute period where the other participant in the show will be able to ask questions or make comments on the report just given. In the second half of the show, we'll invite you to call in with your questions and comments. This format will be repeated in our second hour as well. Now, the LSB members joining us...
You don't hear anything, Hazel.
Nope.
I don't.
Nothing.
Well, that's a shame because you're on the air.
I'm like, what's going on?
Well, hang on. Hold on. I think I know what's going on.
Hi, this is Catherine. The studio is still connected.
No, I'm muted on a different computer. So let me go back to my other computer. Can we all hear us now?
Yeah, we can hear
it. Okay.
Don't hear the air, though.
Well, the air is me talking. You're not hearing me talking?
Nope, we didn't hear anything.
Oh, well.
Until just now.
Okay, well, that's because I had it muted because I have stuff on one computer and stuff on the other computer. And it's difficult to switch back and forth. Yes, inside stuff from WBAI. Well, now the LSB members joining us in this first hour are Hazel Pindar. Good evening.
Good evening.
And Basir M. Chowey.
Good evening.
Hazel is a listener delegate, which means she was elected by WBAI listeners to represent them on the LSB. Basir is a staff delegate, which means he was elected by the WBAI staff to represent them on the LSB. And before we get to their reports, I've been asked to present the Pacifica mission statement, which serves as a reminder of where we started and ultimately where we should be. So here are the five items in the Pacifica Mission Statement.
The Pacifica Mission Statement.
A. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation.
B. to establish and operate for educational purposes in such a manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible, one or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934, as amended.
C, in radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community.
D, in radio broadcasting operations to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms.
E. In radio broadcasting operations to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied voices in the public presentation of accurate, objective, and comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. Article 2, subsection A, was amended March 6, 1971, filed April 9, 1971, and corrected, amended, filed May 5th, 1971.
And there you have it, the Pacifica mission statement. All right, so let's get to those reports. We'll start with listener delegate Hazel Pender.
Hello, WBAI listeners and supporters. This is Hazel Pender, a local station board member, and I'm delighted to have this opportunity to present tonight's report. Like many of you, I am a longtime listener and supporter. As a matter of fact, it's been 35 years, and I remember attending events where I was able to meet some of the producers from back in the day, like Esther Arma, Bernard White, David Rothenberg, Hugh Hamilton, Felipe Luciano, Mimi Rosenberg, Omar DeVille. Remember those names? I also volunteered. I took pledge calls when the building was on Wall Street. And I remember what a thrill it was to meet Earl Caldwell and Michael G. Haskins. There were special events around the five boroughs, like book signings for Herb Boyd on the pier. What fun. But I digress. WBAI has been renowned for its non-commercial programming, which advances peace, social justice, as well as alternative cultures. But like many radio stations, WBAI and the other four Pacifica stations are struggling. Our staff has been slashed and delivery of premiums is slow. We also do not have a strong internet presence. And on top of all of this, our listenership has declined. Unfortunately, last year, a man by the name of John Verniel, a newly hired director and others fired 200 employees and seized control of BAI. Programming was suspended and replaced. And some of these Pacifica board members wanted to sell the station or swap the signal and use the money to save the other stations in the network. That sparked an outcry of opposition that resulted in a two-thirds vote against the attempt to change the bylaws. However, this out-of-cycle election cost the network $150,000. Now, less than 5 months later, this same group has returned. The name has changed to New Day Pacifica. But don't be fooled, folks. This effort will cost another $150,000, and the plan would reduce the staff staff representation and divide the staff based on pay, whereas the paid staff would have more say than the unpaid staff. If you know anything about BAI and the other stations, most of the staff is unpaid. This new version of the bylaws also limits the local station board, where they would have no say over the management of the station. It would set up a system that can sell off some of the assets in order to preserve one or two stations with more listeners. I urge you, do not sign the petition. Do not sign the petition. I also urge you to renew your membership or become a new member. It's only $25 a year. You can go to WBAI.org for more information. I am also one of the few board members who supported a proposed partnership with the Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And if you don't know what that means, MNN, it was one of the many public access cable stations set up after years of community struggle. MNN's funds come from a cable fee on your cable bill, and the proceeds, are turned over with no strings attached. There's no corporate role in programming decisions. And if we partnered with MNN, they would cover the operating cost of all the salaries and benefits. They would allow WBAI to continue broadcasting much of the programming that you value. They would reduce on-air fund driving days, and they would infuse money to shows to build production capacity. They would also add a television channel exclusively for WBAI programs, which could be shared with other access public access stations. They would offer training in documentary and TV production and social media promotion. They would also provide a state-of-the-art broadcast studio and production space, and they would provide BAI with a viable business model that could help leverage donations and help pay off debts. Such a partnership would guarantee BAI's financial security and improve programming and bring BAI into the 21st century. So I urge you to consider a partnership with MNN. Thank you.
And Basir, you have 2 minutes if you'd like to comment or ask questions on that report.
Well, obviously, in agreement in terms of the Coopsters, who want to once again have a coup and get control of the five Pacifica stations and attempt to try to use them to leverage, whether it's for their personal gain or for the gain of individual stations within the Pacifica network. And based upon the fact that WBAI is the station that would be worth the most money, you can believe that WBAI would be the first station to be sold or the frequency swapped. So it is something that we have to continue to oppose, and we have to remain vigilant because they keep coming. Yeah, they just keep on coming on a regular basis to attempt to try to undo what we've done. MNN is another issue and one that has to be discussed. I think that the WBAI listenership has to be informed about what this could possibly be. And I know that in the past, there have been attempts to try to squelch any kind of information regarding MNN and a possible partnership between WBAI and MNN.
All right. Thank you for that follow-up. And it is now 8:14. You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial WBAI in New York, 99.5 on the FM dial, streaming at WBAI.org. Normally, at this time, you'd be hearing Exploration with Dr. Michio Kaku, but that's not here tonight. This is the report from the WBAI Local Station Board. I'm Max Schmid, your facilitator today, and this month we're presenting various members of the LSB. You just heard listener delegate Hazel Pinder, and now let's hear from staff delegate Basir Mchawi.
Hey, good evening. Greetings to the entire WBAI family. I hope you are well in the strangest of times. I need to mention that today marks the 84th birthday of comrade, friend, and WBAI producer Ilambe Brath, who joined the ancestors back in 2014. I want to start by stating that WBAI is in crisis. We all know and understand that WBAI has had continual problems for many years, but this is different. We have a financial crisis, but as bad or worse, we have what can only be described as a moral crisis. Financially, we are stuck in a cycle of perpetual on-air fundraising that depends on WBAI supporters to donate money, too often in return for gifts, so-called premiums, that arrive late, if they arrive at all. While this worked in the time of a robust WBAI listenership with thousands of members, in the time of a global pandemic, this does not work. We must look at off-air fundraising and a campaign to grow the WBAI audience that in the midst of the 2020 election can only attract new listeners and new funds. Not-for-profit education and human services organizations around the country are embracing new interactive technologies to survive in this difficult time. WBAI should be no different. There are strange things happening in the area of programming. What processes are used to solicit new programs and evaluate current programs? When I was approached by then program director Samori Marksman in 1996 to possibly start a new education program on WBAI, despite my extensive media credentials, I submitted a detailed proposal, discussed it further, and then produced several trial episodes of what was to become Education at the Crossroads. What is the current process to bring new programs and eliminate old ones? Within whatever existing process, we must also look at the issues of race and racism. Why is there no jazz programming on WBAI? Is it cultural ignorance or cultural imperialism? Pacifica Station, WPFW in Washington, D.C., defines itself as bringing jazz and justice to the D.C. community. Does that mean that if there is no jazz, there is no justice? After his program, The World of Jazz, was shifted around the WBAI schedule for months, Dwight Brewster was summarily dismissed the week after he produced a live broadcast from 388 Atlantic Avenue, the home of WBAI, that featured live music and a large, enthusiastic crowd. Oh, yeah, that made a lot of sense. In the meantime, Gary Null, who quit after much destructive criticism of WBAI and Pacifica, is back on the air hawking COVID-19 theories that sound like Donald Trump and critiquing the Black Lives Matter movement using Trump-esque language. Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, too. WBAI producers, though mostly unpaid, are workers. They should be treated with the dignity and respect that so-called leftist progressives reserve for those who work. Producers must organize to defend their rights and create a safe and nurturing working environment. If we support the right of those who work at Amazon or Walmart to organize, then no one at BAI or Pacifica can oppose such an effort. I have been approached by community leaders who feel that WBAI has lost its way, and in many ways it has. Where is the community? Where are those Black and brown folks who still make up the majority of New York City's population? Where are young people? And what can we do to make sure that more young people are involved in WBAI at every level? The current WBAI management time should not be seen as being immune from constructive criticism. When some of my colleagues on the local station board want to convince me that Bertol Reimers and Linda Perry Barr, who are the general manager and interim program director are doing a wonderful job. I have visions of George W. Bush telling us during Hurricane Katrina disaster that FEMA director Michael Brown was doing a good job. You remember that? Brownie, you're doing a good job. It is not yet too late, but the time is coming when there will be no time to change course. To use the title of a Charlie Parker tune, now's the time. To quote my friend and mentor, Amiri Baraka, to live better, you got to live better. It's simple, but it's complex. That's it for me for now.
All right. Thank you, Basiram Chowey, staff delegate elected to the local station board. It's 8:20, WBAI New York, report from the LSB. Hazel, do you have any follow-up or questions for Basir?
I agree with what Basir said. I do. I agree with what Basir said. And I just like to urge listeners to become BAI supporters, become a BAI buddy. We need you, listeners, more than we ever have before, especially with this new bylaws referendum coming back again. It's so hard to believe that they're coming back again. And what one of the producers told me, it's lawfare, because they try to bankrupt you by keeping you in court. And it's terrible. And they're coming back again. And then they'll come back again. It's just, there's no... We have to stop them. I'm just tired of the nonsense. I just can't believe it.
All right. Thank you. Well, we are about to take listener phone calls. If you have questions for the board members or follow up to anything you've heard, you can call in now, 212-209-2877. That's 212-209-2877. Questions, comments for the board. And I have to get off for a moment and field some calls.
And let me say, while Max Schmid, who is our engineer and also an LSB member, while he does what he does, you can go to the WBAI website, which is give, G-I-V-E, the number 2, WBAI.org. And you can donate to WBAI, because as good or bad as WBAI is doing, one thing we have to agree is that it's the only game in town. It is the only station which is able to bring the community voice forward in the manner in which it does. Can it do better? I believe so. But that does not mean that we need not support this effort. Give, G-I-V-E, the number 2, WBAI.org. Go right to that page, and you can see where it says donations. Click on that and give as much as you can afford. Thank you.
All right. We have a pretty full board, so let's get to the first call. WBAI, you are on the air.
Good evening. Thank you for this report. Hi, Hazel. Hi, Basir. I'm a longtime listener, a former paid employee, and a former producer. And I just want to second everything that Hazel and Basir just finished saying. I'm appalled to hear about Gary Null, and I think that he should be thrown off the air because of what he's been saying lately. I also think the audience should know that about 3 or 4 years ago, the IPD, Linda Perry Barr, hired Leonard Lopate, who gets paid $60,000 a year. And I don't think that that's community radio. Producers are not generally paid. I also think that management needs to be evaluated. I learned that Pacifica has a rule or a policy that any interim PD or any interim management level person does not get evaluated. I just learned that on the report to the listener that was on a couple of weeks ago. And the listeners should know that they are, we are really being used to, like, pay a poll tax, basically, so that we can become voting members of LSB members. But there hasn't been a program council, and Basir was talking about there's no process for programs getting on the air or being dismissed from the air. Several producers have left the airwaves, both because Leonard Lopate was hired, and producers have been summarily dismissed. Chris Wendt was just put off the air. Last Sunday was the last time that his show is being taken over by James Irsay. No bad to James Irsay. I'm just saying who the replacement was.
Okay, we have a lot of calls, and I'm going to institute a 2-minute limit
more
here.
Thing. Okay, Wake Up Call must return to the airways Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. I'll let the listeners speak. Thanks, Basir. Thanks, Hazel.
Thanks.
And thank you for that call.
All right, any follow-up, or should we go to the next call?
She was just, for the most part, agreeing with what we had presented. So,
all right, here's
we agree with the agreement.
Here's the next caller.
Yes, greetings to the beloved family. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. First of all, we need to have regular report to the listeners / report from the listeners on a regular scheduled basis, not just, I mean, BAI is continually in crisis, so, but whether in crisis or not, that needs to be a regularly scheduled part of the station. I want to make the point that recently attending the local station board meetings, there's a level of chaos that pushes people away. And let me give you an example. I remember attending the meetings, I think it was on 126th Street in person, you know, a little time ago. And in the public part of the session, people would come up, make points, or ask questions. And there used to be some routine where the LSB members would attempt to address in a recent remote meeting, after there had been questions that had been some attempts to answer, then all of a sudden we heard, oh, we can't answer any questions, and a public caller made the point, you mean we voted you in and that you can't respond to concerns and questions? So that makes no sense, and there needs to be an assigned parliamentarian or an elected parliamentarian who knows Robert's Rules of Order, because a lot of time is wasted in terms of points of order or procedure. Now, one of my main points is
30 seconds, please.
Excuse me?
30 seconds, please. We have a lot of calls.
Well, I understand, but there needs to be, this is something I've been saying for years now, there needs to be some process when people, members, listeners have a conflict. There needs to be some structure, whether it's a seven-person panel or whatever, because presently, whatever the issue is, it's not dealt with, and that's a downfall of management. And when it comes to women and the issues that come up with them, it's just pushed aside. And the problem is the truth is going to eventually come out. So if you could be forward-looking and come up with a way to resolve problems, that would be a feather in your cap. Thank you, Max.
All right. Thank you. Any responses to those comments?
I remember the incident she's referring to, and it's true, the caller was told that we couldn't answer her question, but we did get back to her behind the scenes, so we did get to that caller. But I know what the last caller was talking about.
Well, it is a policy that the listener comment time is reserved for the listeners to comment, and the board is not permitted to respond to questions. So that's why the board does not respond to questions during listener comment time.
Yeah. I would actually suggest that at some point the LSB entertain the possibility of having a meeting that would be devoted specifically to listeners, listener questions, and responding to those questions.
And I also that would be,
you know, an interesting idea.
And maybe, you know, there's been talk of setting up email back and forth from the listeners to the LSB. Maybe that would be a way to get that done as well. Let's take our next caller, WBAI. It's your turn.
Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone is well after that awesome debate we had last night.
Awesome?
Wink, 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 wink. Just kidding. Chaotic, of course. But anyway, what I've been thinking about, I listen to WBAI all the time. I love you guys. I don't know what I would do without you. But I do love, as Mr. Inchaway said, that it would be nice to have some jazz music playing every now and then. It's kind of a lot of talk, talk, talk. You know, sometimes you want to, you know, listen to jazz. You know, we have a jazz station. I'm not going to mention the name. I know it can't. And sometimes I switch off and I listen to the jazz. And I be saying to myself, it would be nice to infuse with music, because music is everything. You know, music gets you going. Music gets you up. Music gets you out. And also, you know, you guys are the star of your shows. Every show on WBAI has a star. I don't understand why you don't treat your shows as you're the star. You go out, promote your shows, and maybe you guys need brand ambassadors. So, you know, maybe you can, in terms of, like, if let's just say for a person go to a concert, and there's a brand ambassador there at the concert, and she's promoting BAI. I mean, it has to get on that level. I'm into retail, and I am a brand ambassador, and that's what I do. And that's the only way people get to know who we are, by, you know, them testing products and things of that nature. So my three things is this. We need music, guys. Talk, talk, talk. Let's set up and get some music going. And everybody's the star of their own show, so they should treat it like this, their own business. If you're not a successful product on the shelf, they'll take you off, okay? It's you go. If you ever go in the supermarket and you see products not there no longer, they're not selling and they're off the show. Not that, I mean, you got good shows. And I know, but in any case, business, business, business. Brand ambassador. Those people who are the stars of their shows should be promoters of their business. They should be able to bring money in. If that show is that successful, people should be loving to support you guys. That's all I got to say.
Comments or next call?
I mean, I'm in agreement for the most part. I think there's a whole issue in regards to brand ambassadors in regards to WBAI in general. I think that at this point, the station collectively and individually is doing a poor job of going ahead and promoting what it is that we do. We have an opportunity now to go ahead and present ourselves based upon the fact that this is 2020, an election year, and, you know, we see the chaos and disorder what we are ultimately part of. And I think that this creates an opportunity for us to go ahead and promote the station. There are ways to do it that does not cost a lot of money, which is the caveat that's always brought up. Oh, it costs too much. It costs too much not to promote WBAI.
All right, thank you. It's 833 WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. Report from the local station board. Basir Imchaoui, Hazel Pinder are the board members in this hour. And we do have another hour following with two other board representatives. And we also have a pretty full switchboard of calls. So let's take the next listener caller. Go ahead, please.
Judith Ackerman. I'll be quick and hang up so I can get the answer on the air from you guys. What would the process be to have us break free of Radio Pacifica? I want us to be ourselves. I'm going to hang up and listen on the air. Bye-bye.
That is a legal conundrum, but it's one that I know that I have raised. I raised it because at a time when Pacifica was not doing its annual audits, and there was a backlog of years of audits that were not done, WBAI, who in terms of the numbers, in terms of, you know, its numbers, the numbers were there, and were ready to be available to potential funders. But we could not go ahead and do that because of the fact that Pacifica had not completed its audits, which are audits of Pacifica National, the central administration, and all of the five stations. I would agree that there might be some way to become a, quote, satellite of Pacifica, where there would, of course, still be some kind of relationship, because Pacifica holds the all-important license of WBAI. It is not WBAI that holds the license. It is Pacifica that holds the license, but they do so essentially in support of all of the people, who listen, all the listeners. They hold it, in support of the listeners of WBAI. But it is, in fact, a conundrum and something that I believe needs to be looked at on a legal level.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Pacifica takes our bequest. When someone dies and they leave us money in their will, for instance, this happened not too long ago. Someone left us, I believe it was $60,000, and Pacifica took the money. And this has happened several times. And so, you know what? I've heard others talk about seceding from Pacifica and us just being independent. So I think it's a great idea.
All right. The next caller is standing by.
Hi, it's me.
Yeah, it's you.
All right. This is M. I'm a member of the Community Advisory Board and a member of the Finance Committee. Now I keep hearing we and I need. And my, there's a bus here. My message is mostly to the audience. Now, there certainly is no climate change at WBAI, and for that matter, Pacifica. So there's no change of climate at WBAI. Couple of things. Guys got to watch and mind the store and programming. I resent and take offense as a listener and as a person that Bob Law, a couple of days ago, mentions white boys on the radio show. That's as offensive as the N-word. Now, moving on from that, the show that just came off the air just before you guys went on, totally off format. The whole show was about the debate. A show wants to do 5 minutes on a current event. Fine. Nothing related. They asked one question of the audience, or actually asked of their hosts, why be a hacker? Why do we hack? Then right off of that, the rest of the 55 minutes was about the debate and politics and the president and Trump and all the minutiae. This affects, the Community Advisory Board is supposed to advise the LSB on programming. That's what I'm doing. And I would invite, so they just talked about this and not even relate what this all means for hacking. And what do the hackers do for the community at WBI anyway? Do they teach us how to use a computer? Do they teach us how to hack? No. So moving on from that.
Well, you get
30
seconds. Well,
yeah,
I'm winding it up. Thank you.
I would ask the audience, that, we got a fever. We got a virus here of lack of consciousness. And the only thing that's a cure for it is more listener participation. We keep, as listeners, keep going to these people who jump from listeners to a more position at this network, and it's not working. So we need more listener participation. Listen to this station. The virus has made it easier to tune in and be part of these meetings. I've been asking for call-ins and phone-ins and email. Why the cab doesn't have an email and a phone for people to call is beyond me. That's my problem. I got to try to get these people to do that. But please, as listeners, if you're tuning into this, listen to the call-ins. The cab is having a meeting coming up. You can phone in now from your home and participate and voice it up and sign petitions if they come around. Einstein said you cannot fix the problem with the same people who created it. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Comments or next call?
More listener participation is needed. And that was one of the things that I loved about BAI when I first heard about it, was being able to call in and voice my opinion.
Well, as you know, during the epidemic here, the engineers were working from home and did not have access to call into the phone system. So that's why there were so few call-ins in the last several months. But we're all back now, and that's why we can do a program like this report from the local station board. We have the next caller on the line. Go ahead, please.
Sure, is that me?
That's you.
Okay, this is Tim from New Jersey. There are a lot of things on my mind, of course, but one of the reasons I'm here is, as was just mentioned, I think it's time for the listeners to stand up and get more involved. I've been trying to plug in through the management, and it's kind of going, but I don't feel like we're really moving very fast. I'm not getting a lot of responses. Several people mentioned programming, and I like that Basir was saying that we should have some sort of a more rational approach to programming, and I think that that's definitely something that should be looked into, because one of the results of not having a unified overview of how the station is actually figuring out what messages to get across and things like that is that the individual shows start competing with one another, and as was proposed by the one lady about the marketing, and I don't think that's healthy for the station. And I'm available to volunteer, and I'll be continuing to call in and see what I can do to help out.
Okay, thank you for that call.
You bet.
The next caller is there.
Hello?
Go ahead, please. It's you.
Yeah, I just want to say, to be dismissive of Gary Noah, it takes a troglodyte moron like the jerk who's on the air right now.
All right, next call.
And I would respond, but...
Oh, well, if you'd like to, you go...
it's okay. I mean, the caller speaks for himself.
Sounding like Trump. All right, next caller.
Very much so.
You are there, caller. Are you there, or are we going on?
No. Is that my turn?
Yes, it is you.
Okay. I'm Mary from Queens. I have become addicted to WBAI, yes. I know nothing about programming. I enjoy most of the programs. I am a little mystified when the replays come on and there's subject matter which dates the thing. Like, what's her name now? She whines a lot. I'm not going to offer this anymore. And this is the last time. And she's a whiner. She gets on my nerves. But by and large, the programs are, you know, I look forward to the educational aspect. I used to be a 16-hour worker, so now I'm retired. I'm catching up. And since Sandy, I got hooked on WBAI. I contribute as much as I can. As a matter of fact, right now, I have over $300 worth of material from Gary Noll that has not been delivered. I have sent emails. I have gotten no response. And yes, recently I've been bothered by his self-promotion and his COVID promotion, and I'm mystified. What is fact and what is fiction? You know, so I don't know. It makes me, you know, I have been trying to get myself organized so that I can become a buddy, but based on some of the things I'm hearing, do I really want to become a buddy? Mm. It's enough that I, you know, I make pledges and whatever, but yeah. I wonder about the survival. I try to vote when I need to vote, when I'm asked to vote. But, is WBAI going to survive? That's all I have to say for now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call and your support of WBAI. try to keep listening. You know, as you heard, some of us are mystified as well as you. You know, there are people who believe in dogma and they become very doctrinaire. And, you know, I think within that is an element of white privilege, very, very clearly. But, you know, that's, I guess, a topic for another day. You know, I think in the context of WBAI and its purported leftist, progressive, radical political stance, that sometimes we don't look enough at issues of race and racism as we really need to. And I think that's going to be one of the challenges as we move forward.
Okay. Now, as far as listener participation, what is being asked here?
Become a member. I have been working with Bertold Reimers, the general manager. There's about 200 people who have not received their premiums, and we go through the list and try to email people and call people up, and we're working on those premiums, and I'm sorry that you didn't get them. I understand, because I have sometimes not received premiums myself, and I have also complained. Please don't give up on us. We need you.
I don't want to give up.
And you can also write to premiums at WBAI.org. Someone goes through those a couple of times a week. Okay. So if you're missing a premium.
Actual snail mail letters you're talking about?
Well, you could do that too. Matt's out here right now answering mail and mailing out premiums. But we do have someone who monitors premiums, I believe. I will double check. I believe it's premiums at WBAI.org for premium issues, and they are addressed on a regular basis.
Not really, because I asked my niece to send emails, and she has got no response.
Yeah, we work on those emails. We have been.
All right. I'll try sending us snail mail. How about that? I'll try sending us snail mail correspondence. How about that?
That's good. That works.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank God bless. Good luck.
We have about 8 minutes left in this hour of taking phone calls. We will take more phone calls at about 9:30 after the second report from other members of the LSB. So as I've been telling callers, and we still have a full switchboard, if you can't get on now, you can try back in 45 minutes or so. The next caller is on the air. Go ahead, please.
Is that me?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, A. Brown. I'm a subscriber. And I just, I don't want to kvetch and cry and moan. You have to understand that, you know, this station has to be diverse. That's what it is. I mean, I don't think people want to hear everything they know already. I want to be challenged, you know, and I feel that Gary Nall really challenges the mind in many ways. He brings on all kinds of people. I mean, people are so hypercritical of him, but he's trying so hard, and he doesn't, he tries to be concise in what he says, and I mean, he's a human being, you know, everybody beating up on Gary Nall, you know. And then, but there's many good shows. I love a lot of good shows. I even like this doctor from, this Indian doctor, Dr. Majid. He's hard to understand. I have to listen so hard. But I like him. He's fun to listen to. You know, so I got to say, I love the variety and the diversity. You don't want to make it monochromatic. Just, you know, that's one of the great strengths. You know what I mean? Is the fact that you're variegated. You're all individuals. That's beautiful. So, I mean, Gary Nall is definitely bringing, he had James Corbett on today. That was fabulous. I mean, you can't, there's nobody like James Corbett, you know, so I just feel that we have to expand our mind. You know, maybe you don't agree with some things, but he might open up some doors for people also. That's all I'd like to say, is that a lot of the people on BAI have opened a lot of doors for me, you know, in terms of ideas. So just I like the diversity and the freedom, you know. You can say, people can say what they want, you know. So anyway, I think it's beautiful, and you're beautiful, and I'm just, you know, I just subscribed again to another premium myself. So, you know, anyway, I appreciate everything, and I think you guys are doing the best you can, you know. That's all you could do, right? Anyway, thank you.
We appreciate you, caller.
Thank you.
And thank you. Let's get the next caller.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Next caller is there. It's 5 minutes to go with calls. Go ahead, please. Have you given up? All right. I guess we'll move on to the next one. WBAI, you are on the air.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I was very offended by a decision, a programming decision made a few months ago. You cut Hour of the Wolf with Jim Freund from 2 hours to 1 hour, and I think that was very unfair. Nobody does the kind of show that Jim Freund does. He's been at the radio station for, I think, since the early 1970s. The guy is a unique talent, and I just thought that was very disrespectful to trim his time like that. And also, three of your finest programs, Arts Express with Prairie Miller, all mixed up with Peter Beauchamp, and What's the Frequency, Kenneth. The earliest times for one of those shows, I believe, is 2 a.m. And those are three great shows, and I just think it's really crazy that you bury those shows at these ridiculous hours when most people have no opportunity to listen to them. And I think it would be great if you could move those shows somewhat earlier, maybe put them on the weekend or some other time. I just think it's very unfair to the great work of those people to bury those shows at these ridiculous times at like 3 or 4 in the morning. And give Jim Freund his hour back. Thanks.
Comments?
Thank you for that call.
All right, one more. I think we have, well, we may have time for two, but here's the next one. WBAI, you are on the air.
Good evening, friends. I just want to make a number of points here.
In 2 minutes,
it was
please.
It was the Pacifica Network didn't do diligence when it failed to do the audit. How they get the right to come along and say, well, you got to go now. No. Acts of war are Mother Nature, like Hurricane Sandy. All of these things are not enforceable in contract law. And I'm no lawyer, okay? But I think it's high time that you start looking at your premiums, of course. That's one of the reasons I don't give as much as I used to. And there's also a lot of ageism crawling through your organization. People my age in their 70s have cousins and brothers and sisters in their 80s, and we're in the position of giving you those big lumps of money. But we're not really, we don't feel comfortable at a station anymore. And I think the previous caller hit it right. It's very disturbing when good shows are relegated, like, hey, let's take Ralph Nader and throw him on at 6 o'clock in the morning. The man has done more than anybody else on this planet for what is valuable. Who the hell made that decision? There are many good things on the Pacifica Network. I miss Waking Up with Sonali. I also miss some of the funny people, such as Juliana Furlano. I mean, what is more healing than humor? You need a professional person to handle your premiums. You turn people off. You expect old people to spend money having a computer so that they can get to know what's on the radio. And then you ask your friends to bring it, and then you're up at 5 a.m. You're trying to wait to hear something interesting. And, oh, but we got to sell more junk from California. Mm-hmm. I also would like to say that I was just trying to give Mr. Sargent a break the other day, listen to him rattle on with some folks. You have a contingent that is working its way into your programming that seem to feel very privileged. How about, what is it, Brett Michael Peters? Exactly. He's the guru. Phillips. Well, this stuff has been around for 1,000 years. But he's making inroads. I don't know if you're making a lot of money off these people. I do hope you are, because you're turning a lot of other older people off, because they got to have a computer to listen to the radio. And it may be there and it may not be there. I understand your economics. But we're the ones who've got the 80-year-old relatives that we can just throw you a couple hundred thousand from time to time. Also, the disabled. You got rid of us, too. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Max. Thank you.
And it's 8:55.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you. And we apologize.
Good night. We love you.
We apologize to the people standing by. We are not going to have time for any more calls in this hour. However, we do have a second hour with new board members coming up. I want to tell you a little bit as I shuffle through emails and email accounts. I need to tell you about ways to be in touch with your local station board. If you want more information about the LSB, the local station board, visit www.wbai.org, /lsbindex.php. You got that? wbai.org/lsbindex.php. To join the LSB's public listserv, in which you can read posts and discussions among LSB members, send a blank email message to wbai-lsb-public, and those are all in caps, wbai-lsb-public, all in caps, hyphen, subscribe, lowercase. You know, I should email you this. It'd be a lot easier. @yahoogroups.com. I would repeat that, but I have a feeling it's going right past everyone. To send letters, write Local Station Board, WBAI 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. The address, once again, Local Station Board, WBAI 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. And there are some meetings upcoming about Pacifica and WBAI. The full schedule of Pacifica National Board and Local Station Board teleconference meetings is available at a wonderful website, kpftx.org. Once again, kpftx.org, and the stream of those meetings can also be heard there. On Wednesday, October 14th, there will be another report like this one at 7 p.m. That's Wednesday, October 14th. And on Wednesday, October 21st, the WBAI Finance Committee meeting meets usually by Zoom or some such internet platform, the WBAI Finance Committee meeting, Wednesday, October 21st at 7 p.m. And if you missed the July LSB report, an edited version of the show is available on WBAI.org under the recently aired shows section on the front page of this site. And thank you to Hazel and Basir for participating in our first hour. And we're going to say good night to you. Good night, folks.
Good night. Thanks, Max.
All right. Thank you. And I'm just trying to see what I'm supposed to do next. Hold on. Hazel, good night. Catherine Davis running this all silently from another room at the radio station. And let's see, have I done all of my duties that I'm supposed to do? Yes, I believe so. So we're going to get set for two more LSB members as we listen to a reintroduction of what it is that we're doing here. You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial WBAI New York. A report from the local station board and a nice chance to get to talk to many of our listeners. Stay tuned.
WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. streaming at www.wbai.org.
Hello, this is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. Every month, different members of the local board will inform the community on the matters of WBAI, and members of the community will have the chance to call in and share their ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. The license for WBAI is held by the Pacifica Foundation, which holds the license for four other community radio stations and has around 200 affiliates across the U.S. Founded by pacifists after World War II in 1949, the Pacifica mission calls for radio that fosters understanding amongst nations and individuals, encourages creativity, and promotes innovative, uncensored distribution of news. WBAI became a part of Pacifica in 1960. The revised Pacifica bylaws of 2003 brought us the first governing local station boards to be elected by listeners and staff, initiating an era of increased inclusion, participation, accountability, and transparency throughout the network. The Local Station Board, or LSB, is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Board of Directors and has specific powers and responsibilities. For more information about WBAI and Pacifica, please visit WBAI.org. Thank you for tuning in to this report from the WBAI Local Station Board.
And it is 9:01. You're tuned to listener-sponsored, non-commercial WBAI in New York City, 99.5 FM, streaming around the globe at WBAI.org. And this is the fourth report of 2020 from the WBAI Local Station Board. I'm Max Schmid, your facilitator today. And this month, we are presenting various members of the Local Station Board. The LSB members joining us in this hour are Anna Garcia. Hello, Anna. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you. And who else have we got? Ralph Pointer. Ralph, good evening.
Yes, you do, my brothers and sisters. Ralph Pointer here.
Ralph, do you have a little volume? Can you up your volume just a hair?
I better get a new computer because.
Okay,
volume has been a problem.
I will try.
How is this?
I will try to make you louder from this end, but.
Thank you so much.
Welcome and good evening.
I have my face into the mic.
Okay.
That would be better. How am I doing now?
You are. It's sounding fine.
Okay, thank you, sir.
And by the way, Ralph Pointer is also a member of the Pacifica National Board. He's a director appointed from WBAI's Local Station Board. And both participants now are listener delegates, which means they were elected by the WBAI listeners to represent them on the Local Station Board. Just so you know, Ralph in turn was voted, yes, as I said, by the entire LSB to serve on the Pacifica National Board. Well, let's get some statements.
I do my best.
Thank you. And we're going to begin statements with Anna Garcia. You have 8 or 9 minutes, so go ahead, please.
Hi. I'd like to report that the board is working diligently to streamline systems and ensure that the station is running smooth in a more efficient and smooth way. One of the big changes that occur in this last quarter is kind of the way that both the schedule and the fundraising is done. And so now we have a grid in front of us that tells us every day specifically what time slots programs are on in a more dedicated way than before. One of the issues we had before is that sometimes you had a show at a certain time and you were counting on hearing that show, and then you went on to the station only to find out that that was not what was on the air. And I think that our station manager has done a great job of streamlining that process and putting out a very precise schedule so that we are more predictable in our programming. Do you have any questions?
Well, Ralph, have you finished your comments, Anna?
Yeah, that's all I have to report for now.
All right, then, Ralph, you have 2 minutes if you'd like to follow up or add something there, ask a question.
Yes, this is Ralph Pointer. And as usual, politically, I have been in the thick of things for the last 50 years. And at this moment, I'm at the heart of the problems of progressive people, in that progressive radio is dying in great trouble all over the country. Due to the economic situation of America, due to the economic situation of capitalism, and how that affects out the individuals, those who are reaching out for the truth, and reaching for the truth other than the corporate media that gives us lies and lies and lies and half-truths all the time, we will receive no money from those who are interested in a national public radio kind of liberalism. We have no interest in liberalism. We are involved in progressive media, which means telling the truth about what our situation is in our particular community at the time. And I say all of that to say we are in deep trouble financially throughout Pacifica. Now, you will not hear a report from me as you will from others with facts and figures and data. I'm going to talk about the overall situation of progressive media in the country from the perspective of WBAI. I've been getting prompted that I have to include. I'm not going to include it at this moment. Proceed. I am finished.
All right. So I guess with the reports done, we'll go back to the phones for the next 45 minutes or so. You're listening to a report from the members, various members of the WBAI local station board. And let's fill up the phone lines again. I think we have one person who's been holding on for close to an hour. But we will hear from more members of the WBAI listening audience. The number to call, jot this down, 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Going back to the phones a little earlier than I had told people earlier, but if you tried to get in the last hour, or we had to hang up on you before, well, there's lots of room now. We have one caller on the line and two calls coming in now, so let me put the first caller in and put some people on hold. WBAI, are you there?
Yeah, hello. I'm on the air.
Yes, you are. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I listen to BAI. I've been listening to it for years, and I think each one of the members would try to get three other members to be on the buddy plan, you know, would expand the money coming in. Like with me, you know, for Christmas time or when Father's Day, I say, you want to do something? Become a buddy to BAI, you know? Oh, $10, $20 a month, you can afford that, you know? So, you know, if doing that, you know, if each one teach one, then we could bring more people in, you know, in the buddy plan. And I was thinking, like, if we could you could have a program that would highlight, like, small businesses in the neighborhood, in the neighborhoods to make them aware that there's a station out there, not as being a sponsor or anything, that that be like a neighborhood businesses in the neighborhood, bring them on so they could, you know, talk about their business and bring more business to them. And then by bringing more business into them, maybe it'll bring more business into you, too, you know, because they would put a sign up in the restaurant or in the place of business. I'm a BAI member, and they could promote your business that way. And I'm a Gary Noel fan, but some of the stuff that he comes off with is off the wall. He's good on his vitamins, but when he gets into that social thing of his, it's kind of incorrect. Not only that, he blasts BAI on his radio station, you know. So he should be corrected. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Anyone care to comment on that?
Yes, Ralph Pointer here. This last speaker is very correct there. And there's much to be said about Gary Noel. And I guess every other program, there's the good and the bad. And one of the things that's come up recently regarding Gary Noel is that he threatened to quit. I did not make it up. And the Pacifica management, the BAI management, made changes in, I guess, their attitude and their programming to satisfy Gary Noel for the finances. And to me, that's a total contradiction. Because one of the things that we say in community radio, in radio that is not responsive to a commercial supporter, is that we tell the truth. And in that situation, it seems to me that we became subject to a minor economic substitute compared to what we would get if we listened to a major contributor, if we were to become a sponsor. And for all of the fears of being a sponsor or be taking funds from a sponsor, a major sponsor that could take us out of this problem we have, this economic problem we have, and I don't agree with that. I think if you stick to your guns, you can take money from a sponsor with the understanding that they will not determine your programming. And comparatively, Gary Noel, very minor compared to a major sponsor, used money to determine what was going on in BAI. To me, that is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. But this is one of the problems with management. And this is one of the problems that we must deal with daily, because all of the people out there must understand this is a war we the people did not engage in, but it's a war we've been involved in ever since organized government. There's the rich against the poor. I didn't start the class war. My folks came into it in slavery. That's why I'm here. I grew up working class, like people never understood. People only have a word for that. I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, small steel coal town. My father was a union organizer, and he went into coal mining towns. And I remember my first union meeting as a five-year-old going to these towns with no lights. The people's houses were floors with dirt, floors that were dirt, built on railroad ties and some cinder blocks, cement blocks. This was my beginning. And then on to the steel mills. These working people have been at war with those who oppress us forever. And people don't understand that this goes up to the day And one of the fields of this war is media. And we are in a media war. This war that says we have to bring truth to our people and to our community. And we have to, and I say we can't ever get back to yesterday, but we must move towards the time where we were so connected to the community, we could call out 100 people, 200 people on a phone call, on a station. And we've gotten so far from that, that people don't want to contribute. And so we must turn that around. And in turning it around, I do believe that we will be able to raise funds, quarter, 50 cents, a dollar, $2 at a time. And I remember there was a time when I was bringing produce down from the North Country, fresh, organic, not organic, written organic, natural food without chemicals to the community for 3 years. And people would say to me, oh, I know you. I heard you on BAI. This is the type of programming we need. Programming that people, when you're just walking down the street, and of course we were selling fresh produce, no chemicals in it. As a community, as a community support, where people were getting a week old, 2 weeks old, month old of food, this was a community support effort, and the people in the community recognized my voice. No more.
Ralph, I'd like to ask a clarifying question.
Certainly.
Did I understand you correctly on the point about Gary Noll? You were saying that we should accept sponsorship from nearby businesses.
I'm saying that if we're going to accept sponsorship, we should accept sponsorship on a major way. We should not say, I'm not going to be influenced by money, and then somebody influences by a little bit of money. This is okay. Do one or the other. It's a contradiction to say, I will not take corporate sponsorship, and yet somebody make a decision, and we make a decision based on the possibilities of money from Gary Noll. That's not correct.
All right. So just to be clear, you're saying that if we're going to take money from Gary Noll, we should take money from other sponsorships?
I'm going to say if we're going to be consistent.
Uh-huh.
And we could be consistent either way, taking money or not taking money. I say being influenced by a little bit of money as opposed to being influenced by masses more money is a contradiction.
Can you make it clear? I understand what you're saying, but can you make it clear to me where you're standing on that?
Where I'm standing, I say one or the other. Either works for me. As long as we're able to bring the truth, all the truth and nothing but the truth, and relate it to our community.
And you don't think that accepting sponsorship would put us in the compromising position of being manipulated? He who holds the purse strings controls the dialogue. Then we would be like any other radio station.
I think we should not, but I think we have been.
I hear you. I hear you.
All right. Thank you, Ralph. We have another caller on the line and several more lined up. So why don't we take another phone call?
Please call in. This is your program.
All right. Go ahead, call.
Good evening. Is it me?
It is.
Yes. I'm calling because I wish to state my objection to Gary Noll's steady drumbeat of racist venom directed at the Black Freedom Movement. He has kept this up since the beginning of the George Floyd protest. This man sounds like Ross Barnett and George Wallace from the 60s. He actually said there is no systemic racism in the U.S. And he said that based on the behavior of the protesters, you would think this is 1850. Can you imagine that? 1850 was a time of slavery. So he's telling me, a longtime contributor to this station, that if I'm not in chains, then I don't need to be protesting. I just cannot believe this. This man is using his program on WBAI to wage a campaign against the Black Freedom Movement, and I strenuously object to that.
Ralph Pointer here. Thank you so much for that, because there are many contradictions within this society. For example, just a week ago, we were mourning the loss of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I, too, feel that we needed her on the Supreme Court. And I had an emotional attachment to her basic attitude, which was not mine. She's a liberal, not a progressive, not a radical. But when she said that Colin Kaepernick, when she had negative things to say about Colin Kaepernick, who merely took a knee, using his public position as a great quarterback. He took a knee to protest this.
And I completely agree with you.
She found that unacceptable. Thank you so much. And I say now I'm angry with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I was
yes,
right off.
Yes, I am. Yes, because she objected to Colin, but she did not object to all of the killings of Black people.
There you go.
The same thing with Gary Noe. He objects to the protesters. A couple of years ago, he objected to the protests against these racist Confederate statues, which weren't even, most of them weren't even erected during the time of the Confederacy. They were erected during the time of the attempt to bring fairness and to dismantle segregation in the South during the 50s. They were erected to intimidate Black people as we mounted a fight against segregation. I am very annoyed with Bader Ginsburg on that issue, but she did at least apologize for that. Gary Noe doesn't apologize for anything. He continues this venom, this invective, and he weaves it into every program now.
All right. Thank you, Cora.
He has never objected to the killings of these Black people, but he objects to the protests against the killings and all other aspects of repression and oppression. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Intelligent and informed listener. And I hope you got this information from someone or some program on Pacifica. Thanks again.
Well, we have another caller on the line. Caller, go ahead, please.
Good evening, everyone.
How are you, sir?
Good, thank you. Is it Mr. Pointer and Ms. Garcia, are those the two representatives from the board this evening?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
When was this announced to the listeners?
Which announcement are you referring to?
Of this meeting tonight.
You can turn to those who are at the controls to give that information.
I'm sorry I missed the question because I was answering some phone calls here.
When was this event announced to the listeners?
This event has been announced on the air almost hourly for the last week or so.
there's your answer, sir.
Did you have a specific concern that you wanted to address to us?
He seems to be gone, so let's take the next call. WBAI, you are on the air.
Hello?
Yes, it's you. Go ahead.
Yes. I have to say there's a lot that I agree with a lot of the other callers. I just want to chime in on the Ruth Bader Ginsburg thing. The moment she passed, the hero worship began, and the mythology starts to be built upon her. This woman was devastating to Native Americans, particularly with DAPL, says almost nothing about cops killing black people, calls Colin Kaepernick a dummy. While I somewhat like her, she is not a hero. Colin Kaepernick is the hero. The other thing I will say is that I'm one day away from turning 51, so I'm kind of in between the much older voting block and the much younger. And I've been listening to BAI for 25 years, and I am hearing a neoliberalism creeping into the programming. A lot of shows, again, that other people pointed out that are coming on in the middle of the night that should be coming on more in the late afternoon. I'm seeing a shift, and it's disturbing. And it has been disturbing, particularly over these last 4 years. And I have to admit, I'm no longer sending my $20 a month. I have to stop. I can't keep supporting that, because what I'm looking for from news and independent media, I'm now getting from the internet and from what I consider much more true progressive journalists. And BAI is losing that. There's too much juggling around of programs. It's just the consistency, the quality, and I understand the pandemic has done it. You know, I listened to a couple of other radio stations, and I don't hear nowhere near as many issues as BAI has been going through. So this lack of quality programming, the disturbing nature of a neoliberalism kicking in, I hear a little too much praising of number 44, which there is much more to condemn than to praise him for. And I can no longer continue supporting BAI, and I'm sorry, and it's hurting me. Because, like I said, for 25 years, this has been my station.
My brother, please continue supporting, knowing that there are those within the BAI family, the Justice and Unity Caucus, the Fight Back Caucus. We are giving our all to get back to, or to get forward to what you are talking about. Please do not abandon us.
I understand the message you're saying.
Of our need, because we understand what you're talking about. But
yes,
you must understand there is a war going on.
About vote, vote, vote. And I cannot vote this year because I can't vote for a sexual predator or a sexual predator. I just can't do it. I can't do it. Both parties are fascists. Donald Trump is ushering in a new American Nazism into our country, and I am just not going to vote. Plain and simple.
Register your disappointment.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry.
With a vote for a progressive party. For example, the Green Party is a liberal party. You have a wonderful gentleman running for president, which you will never hear debate. Not when he was running for governor against Cuomo. Now that he's running for president, you will never hear the major media listen to his projectives and listen to his proposals, listen to his understanding of government. And so please don't give up on the system. Join the fight on another level. Do vote. Do look up the candidate for the Green Party for president. And more important, look at every person on the local level to vote for. There is a war going on here. We have been getting kicked in the teeth. You're not the only one. Yours is not the only $20. There are many of us who've been in this struggle for 60 years. Though somebody said, who was it that wrote the book? See, you've gotten me excited, and I forgot who wrote the book about Coming of Tomorrow, 1984.
George Orwell.
1984.
Orwell.
Before that. And his dear sister Lynn Stewart told us when she was invited to a book selling, a book opening written by Bill Kunstler and others, The Coming of the Fascist State. And they says, what do you have to say about this, Lynn Stewart? And Lynn Stewart stood up and said, understand, there's a segment of our population that has lived with the fascist state for many a moon. Brother, I'm with you.
All right, Ralph, let me break in. I need to break in for a moment, Ralph, because it's 9:30. I do want to say to that previous caller, you don't hear these kind of problems that WBAI experiences on other stations because they have money to operate. We have nothing. We're in debt. We're in deep debt. That's why you don't hear problems. You know, people are not working out of their homes at other stations. Or if they are, they can do it seamlessly, unlike here at WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, streaming around the world at WBAI.org. And this is a report to and from the listener from your local station board, Ralph Pointer, staff representative and a member of the National Pacifica Board, as well as, I've lost track of who else is on the call.
Let me jump in here and say we can't...
Anna Garcia, thank you.
Look up. Justice and unity, fight back. Within Pacifica, within BAI, you will see what we are doing, the fight, the battle we are waging, because this is a battle we must win, not only for BAI and Pacifica, but for the country.
All right. Ralph, we have another caller on the line. Caller, please go ahead.
I agree with the other people who complain about Gary Null, and I have a different reason. I haven't heard his most recent outrageous behavior because I long ago stopped listening to him. He does infomercials, which is taking a nonprofit station, and he's using it basically to sell his stuff. So that is a reason for concern.
Well, there is a difference between fundraising programming and regular programming. I just need to put that in there.
Okay. Well, Democracy Now! Sometimes also has someone on who is peddling their latest book. But leaving that aside, just mentioning that in passing, the programming... Through the Opera Glass was destroyed by moving its time slot and shrinking it from 3 hours to two, so you couldn't put in an entire opera, and so that Manya couldn't do a two-hour show. And now Chris Wendt has been taken off. And these are programs that were, in times gone by, both of them cash cows. And now he's been taken off, and now I hear that Jim Freund is being given the same kind of treatment. He's chopped down to 1 hour every other week, and just as through the Opera Glass, Third Hour was replaced by Morning Ursay, and now Morning Ursay is replacing Chris Wendt, and it's not a replacement because no one in the entire world does early music the way Chris Wendt does. So I would like to put in a good word for preserving some of the highest quality programs that have long been supported by money from listeners, that they should not keep being chopped down and destroyed one by one.
Well, you may not believe this, but I listen to the early music. because as a music major in college, that was a part of the program, which I enjoyed. And it is sad that we are losing these programs that are, and I don't want to be of class distinction, but those programs that have class, not referring to appealing to a certain class, a program that has class, that has history, that has enjoyment that we can listen to. Yes, it is sad. But join us in justice and unity and fight back, and maybe we can change this. No, we must change this, and with your help, we will change it and bring the programs back and extend the program. Now, I'm not a great fan of opera, but I know there are people who are great fans of opera.
All right, we have another caller on the line.
Sorry, go ahead. Am I hogging the radio, Anna?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I'll give you a break. You got the next one. Go ahead.
Caller, go ahead, please.
Okay, good night. Good night. The name is Wayne Walcott from Brooklyn. And
Brooklyn in the house.
Yeah, but something about BI that I'm hearing now. First off, let me start with the last one, Gary Noel. I love Gary Noel programming and stuff like that. I have things about him I don't like, but as far as he go, this programming, this thing I'm hearing about attacking BLM, right? I do a little checking into BLM, and people should learn these things. Thanks to Gary Noel for exposing them, for what they who formed them, who financing them. These are things we had to know. We calling it a revolution, a black revolution. No. A black revolution must have an agenda, a set agenda to go out with. We ain't going and protest these petty contests with cops every day. No, we had to change the system, and we have a better way to change the system. Not this. Somebody being used, a lot of people being used in this thing. Now, like I said, back to Gary Noel. Thanks to Gary Noel for a lot of things. I learned a whole lot from Gary Noel, and I hope he never, ever leaves BAI. It has problems, and I think the problems could be worked out. They should be worked out, but a lot of other things. The programming at BAI through the years get always under some kind of stress. Right now, what I'm listening to is that this program director, whoever is responsible for this, need to go. Whoever system it have, the system need to go. Everybody need to sit down and discuss these things before the decisions are made. Not one person. No, we don't want no tin gods again. We went through that era and had it. And the Robert Rule parts that I want to see. I heard a lady talk about this. How the hell a BAI, a democratic resistance radio, the only left, and we dealing with rules that were set up by a colonist, a slave owner, somebody want to keep this system in power? Why the... What kind of head we have when we be still fighting over Robert's rules? Everything that Robert rules in is wrecked. Look at Congress. Look at the Senate. That's Robert's rules. What happened to them? Nothing good. We want BAI to follow this pattern? No. We big enough now to drop your own rules and regulations and get something positive good. So I'd like to listen to the answers if possible or the other callers. Thank you for this program anyway.
Thank you for that call. Any response, or should we move on?
Thank you, caller. You picked up on my anti-Robert Rule wave. I am not a supporter of Robert's Rule. I think that in most meetings, it gives obstructionists a platform to obstruct, and it prevents a certain kind of fluid dialogue from occurring in a natural way in which people exchange ideas. It's very stiff, and those who like to stick to it letter by letter really do wreak havoc in a conversation and moves the conversation into the non-productive quadrant. I really appreciate your comment.
Get back to that. There are committees within the Pacifica that have meetings that are civil, beautiful to attend the meetings without Robert Rules, because there's a certain civility and a certain desire to get something done on the part of everyone, as opposed to what we have in Pacifica. There's an element there that wants to bring us down, and they use Robert's rules to waste time. Thank you for that.
All right, do we have a new caller there, or is this the last caller? Hello? Anyone there?
Max.
Have you spoken?
Max.
Yes.
What they're saying about Robert's rules, Robert's rules is anti-progress. Anything anti-revolution, that is Robert's rule. That's what it was set up for, and it's working pretty good. As far as what Ralph was saying about the old programming and another lady, well, people are talking about it. We need to keep them. Your program, I mean, sometimes I listen to it and the music just takes you on a trip. So we have a lot of greatness at the station, and I want to thank you for being a part of it. But we had to move forward. It has too much good things at the station, and we're arguing over petty stuff. So let me get the station back and keep it rolling. Thanks a lot again.
All right, thank you. Speaking of keeping it rolling, let's take the next call. You're on the air. Is anyone there? Hello? All right, if we don't hear something, we're going to go on to the next one. All right, how about you? Are you there?
Yes, good evening, everyone. Max, I love your golden age of radio show. Thank you for producing good radio for so many years. I also want to thank the members of the local station board for the time and effort to help the WBAI survive. But here's my LSB-related issue, which could have immediate major financial consequences to WBAI Pacifica. I've been a listener and financial supporter of WBAI for decades, and one reason is that it's one of very few stations in New York that broadcasts support for workers and organized labor. But sadly, over the past 4 months, WBAI has been broadcasting copyrighted music without any music licensing agreement, which is a violation of federal copyright law and is effectively stealing royalty money from musicians whose wonderful music is broadcast on WBAI. That is not okay for a station that represents itself as labor-friendly. Musicians have to eat, too. Now, until May 31st, 4 months ago, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the CPB, paid the full cost of an otherwise expensive music licensing agreement between WBAI Pacifica and music rights organizations like BMI and ASCAP. Last week, CPB sent me documents proving this. I've emailed that information to the chair of the WBAI Local Station Board's Finance Committee, the Pacifica National Board, and to WBAI management about this. But they're all still tacitly allowing WBAI producers to broadcast copyrighted music in violation of federal copyright law. So they know it's happening. Now, if any of them deny that, then they're lying and stealing from musicians. Now, besides stealing royalty money from musicians, which is wrong, it's also putting WBAI and its owner, Pacifica Foundation, at serious risk of huge financial penalties being imposed by BMI, ASCAP, and other music rights organizations, which fight very hard to protect the copyrights of the musicians they represent. So this could easily cost WBAI Pacifica hundreds of thousands of dollars that it can't afford to pay right now, especially. Far more than the cost of just doing the right thing and getting a music license they need. Now, any listener who wants to verify this on their own doesn't have to believe me. They can contact Jeff Lutsinger. I'll spell that Lutsinger. He's the Director of Radio System Investment, or CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and ask him if they revoked WBAI's music licensing rights back in May. He will tell them yes. I could give out his phone number and email address on the air, but it's probably best that he's not bombarded with phone calls and emails, because WBAI Pacifica doesn't need to worsen the damage to its already broken relationship with CPB, which used to give WBAI Pacifica millions of dollars in grants until WBAI Pacifica stopped following their simple rules. The bottom line of my call is the WBAI Local Station Board has a responsibility and an obligation to confront the program director and the general manager about this and get them to stop this station from broadcasting copyrighted music without the required music copyright licenses. That's what I called to say.
Well, thank you, sir. As I remember it, it was either the last meeting that was held in person, this issue was dealt with. And I was under the impression that it was handled successfully, because it is an issue for musicians. They have to eat too. And I will personally ask again about this situation, because I was under the impression that it was solved. Thank
you. As was I. But thank you for bringing it to our attention and making such a clear and eloquent plea to cease and desist that practice, if in fact it is still taking place.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to ask the remaining 7 or 8 calls to try to limit yourselves to 1 minute of comment, and maybe we can get most of the calls in, and maybe we can withhold commentary. We have someone on the line, but we only have 10 minutes left of this program, so please be concise. Go ahead, please.
Hi, it's Chris from Manhattan.
How are you?
Good. I'm just calling, and I'll say this real quickly. For about the past year, there have been these infomercials, and they come from California, KPFA, or I don't know what, but California, and it's Christine Blasdale.
KPFK.
KPFK. Sales pitching, I forget his name. But let me tell you, whenever that comes on, I want to throw my radio and or my computer out the window. I have been a decades-long WBAI lover and supporter, and I still am. But that Christine Blasdale infomercial crap has got to go. It is such snake oil bull manure that it is anybody that listens to it that would first turn on the station would think, what sort of horse manure radio station is this? There's no excuse for that Christine Blasdale baloney. And I know the current interim program manager thinks that it has to be on for money-raising purposes, but I refuse to believe that WBAI should have to stoop so low to sell that sort of snake oil, smarmy manure. And that's all I have to say. Thank
you. Well, the sad fact of the matter is it does bring in a substantial amount of WBAI's income. You know, I'm not really thrilled when I have to hit the button to put those on either, but it's a sad fact of our existence here at WBAI New York. Let's take the next caller.
Thank you for that, ma'am. Thank you. Very important that we know people are paying attention.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, hi. Is it me? Am I on? Let me get you a...
Yeah. Hello? Yes, it's you.
Hi. Okay, it's Janine. You guys are doing a lot of talking. I just happened to come home and catch it. But I did say last night I wanted to make a call into what I didn't like that was said after the debate. You know, I forgot her name. She's a 7 o'clock. She's pretty cool. I mean, I spoke with her one morning on schools, and that was good. But I didn't like being said, listen, we can't get Trump as our president, right? And we need to vote in Biden. That's it. Because who else are you going to vote? Oh, love a Green Party. But that ain't going to happen. So, but what I didn't like what was said, that they were surprised he put three words together, Biden. I mean, what kind of talk is that? That's ridiculous. And Biden, I don't know if everybody knows it, but if you see him stutter, it's not because he's losing his mind. He had a stuttering problem when he was a child that he overcame. Okay, but sometimes it occurs. So he shouldn't be fun of. But to say last night, I'm surprised he put three words together. What kind of BS is that? Okay, so we have to fight that bully. We have to get rid of that bully. We got to get Biden in, and that's it. Pull up your big man pants and get over not wanting Biden as our president. We have no choice. That's it.
All right.
And David Rothenberg.
That's an expression and opinion.
Excuse me?
That's
what?
An opinion, and I respect.
I can't hear you. You got to put your mouth to the phone. What's that?
That's an opinion, and I respect
it's an opinion, and what else are we going to do? Who's going to be the president?
I differ. We must be secure enough to build a political party that represents the people. Remember this. 65 to 70% of the people said they wanted a national health program. Now that crosses everything. That crosses race, religion, economic status. This is democracy. When you get 65 to 70% of the people who want that kind of good for the nation. And Biden has said, let me finish. And Mr. Biden has said, if a national health program crosses his desk, he will veto it. We cannot vote. We cannot be frightened into a vote for somebody who says you will not have democracy.
All right, speaking of democracy, we have five callers and 5 minutes remain, so let's get to another call. Go ahead. Yes, it's you.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I completely forgot about this coming on. These things and reports to the listener that was last week, they should be regularly scheduled. I've been pretty angry about what I've been hearing on Gary Noel. I am so glad that other people are talking about it. This woman said this guy on today was terrific. I thought he was, too, until I started listening. My God, attacking Black Lives Matter and assuming that every act that happened on the street was a result of the movement and equating it with eugenics movement and saying that, you know, when people are born because they're white, they're made to feel guilty. He, instead of using his position to educate us and to understand rage of people and movements, he just went on crazy, and it's been very disturbing. But this has been going on for years. It's unfortunate that we rely on those funds, like you said about the Christine Blasio. I mean, there are sports people, so many people, millionaires, that should be donating and subsidizing our station. And whatever we have to do, we have to get the CPB funding back. And I became a $20 a month subscriber for the Positive Mind, which was loved by everyone. And I don't know where it is, an equal time for free thought. I don't even mind shifting it around to another time. But it's unceremonious. There's no collective decision on how programs are removed, and we depend on funding too much. That's really our fault to have to depend on. I mean, if Gary does these retreats and that supports us, we have to be grateful. I mean, I was there myself. I've listened for a million years, and what's valuable is the nutrition help, but this has gone too far. And once he had on someone from the Black Agenda some time ago, which was supporting his view, I wish he would have someone on now to debate him or before the show to have an opposing point of view, and young children don't get hurt, and people without other conditions, comorbidities don't get sick. It's really sickening, but to have attacked the BLM and talk about white privilege and had a woman, he has women.
Hello, caller?
Anti-women, yes.
All right, I'd like to try to squeeze in one more call. So.
Thank you so much. I'm glad I got through.
Thank you. And here's our final caller of this program.
Hi, I just want to make a quick point. And I mean, whether you like Gary Noel, you don't like Gary Noel, you want the vitamins, you don't want the vitamins. There are many people who actually rely upon him as being a way to contribute and get the supplements they need. But more importantly, whether you go along with what he says, he's still Irish, he's still a Quaker. All right? And they went through their nonsense too. So it's some people have, you know, some bone to pick. But just remember that the Slavs had a bone to pick. I mean, everybody's got a bone to pick. And it's unfortunate that you just can't get over it and listen to the edges of the argument versus jumping into the hot fat like a donut. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you for that. I don't know that I agree. I wish we had more time to go into this issue. this total issue, not just Gary Noel, but the total issue of the program. And all I can say to that is check out Justice and Unity, the Fight Back organization. We're online. People are savvy with their computers. Check out and see. Join the fight. Not only see what's there, join the war for justice.
I want to say that I'm thankful for the opportunity to listen to what the listeners need and how they're feeling about programming and programming changes. I took some notes. I will be bringing back some of these points to the full LSV and try to come to an agreement as to what people are saying about programming, content of programming, Gary Noel and his points of view, and kind of bring in the voice of the listener back into the LSV in a way that helps us understand what listeners are wanting to hear and what they're not wanting to hear. And so I thank you for the opportunity to be on the show.
All right. Thank you. Anna Garcia, member of the local station board, Ralph Poynter, member of the station board, as well as the National Pacifica Board. Thank you for participating this evening on this report from your local station board. I have a few announcements to make. You can contact and connect with upcoming events of the board. We'd like to thank Linda Perry, the program director, Michio Kaku, who stepped aside from 8 to 10, and Dr. Ali, who are all ordinarily heard at this time. And now let me find those announcements about...
Fun fact, Michio was my teacher at City College. He taught the science class that I attended.
Wow, amazing.
In the early 90s.
If people want more information about the local station board, visit wbai.org/lsbindex.php. Once again, www.wbai.org/lsbindex.php. Or just go to WBAI.org and look for the local station board section. To join the LSB public listserv, in which you can read posts and discussions among LSB members, send a blank email message to, and this is all in caps, WBAI-LSB-public, that's all in caps, and then lowercase, subscribe. @yahoogroups.com. If you would like to send letters, write to the local station board at WBAI 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. Again, that's local station board at WBAI 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. The full schedule of Pacifica National Board and the Local Station Board teleconference meetings available at kpftx.org. That's like our Texas station, KPFT, with an X, kpftx.org. And the stream of those meetings can also be heard there, as well as some archived meetings. The next LSB report to the listener will be October 14th at 7 p.m. That's Wednesday, October 14th at 7 p.m. And a WBAI Finance Committee meeting held online via Zoom, I believe, upcoming Wednesday, October 21st at 7 p.m. Wednesday, October 21st, 7 p.m. for the next WBAI Finance Committee meeting. And if you missed the July report from the LSB, it's available at WBAI.org under recently aired programs. WBAI.org recently aired shows right on the front page of our website. And let me turn back to my script so I know how to properly say goodbye. I've been Max Schmid, your engineer, host, producer, and also a member of the LSB. You've been listening to a report from the local station board. Upcoming next, Wooey Jacobs with Afrobeat Radio. So you'll keep your dial right here for good music from WBAI.
So this is the title track. Yeah, here we go.
Teddy Thompson brings a songwriter's heritage and maybe the best voice in his family to my fallout shelter.
Here's the peace of my-